live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, just plain right, 4:07 p.m., moving into the last hour here of the show of the week, really. I will just tell you this, folks, you've got to check out ZLA Solutions. Are you looking for a job? Because, listen, ZLA Solutions is like the best around at putting people and jobs together, okay? That's what they do, and they're good at it. I know these folks personally. I literally was just talking to them the other day. Just had the biggest year they've ever had, ZLA Solutions. They've got jobs posted all over the northern part of our state right now. And if you want a job, go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. Check them out. They've got good jobs, good pay, a lot of them with benefits. But if you're also an employer and you need to fill out the ranks of your workforce, ZLA Solutions. Go again to their website, ZLAUSA.com. Make contact with them. They'll do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing if you need. They will get you a workforce in there, bar none, and they'll have you ready to roll in no time. That's what they do. At ZLA Solutions, they like to say, at ZLA, we don't make it. We just make it better. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. Proud to have them on the Right Side team. So, yeah, listen, breaking news here, I guess. There was nothing really new that I could see in President Biden's address. But apparently it was enough that he felt that at what amounts to 5 o'clock Eastern time, 4 o'clock Central, that he had to do a last-minute address to the nation. I don't know why, because what I've gleaned, because literally the speech was very short. He ended fairly quickly. He did say that we do not intend to put U.S. troops or NATO troops, for that matter, into Ukraine. I believe he expressed solidarity with the people of Ukraine. I didn't hear anything new about weapon systems. If I missed that part, it's possible being given to them for defense. It is apparent that we are seeing some artillery barrages ongoing that have caused civilian casualties by Russia or Russian-backed forces against Ukraine. That's happening today. But he did say this. Biden said that he and others are convinced that Putin is going to invade Ukraine. That's where they are. They're using the words now that they are convinced that they're doing it. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin also said yesterday afternoon, that Russia continues building up their military presence along Ukraine's borders, including in Crimea, in Belarus, and in the Black Sea, and that in many ways this brings Russian troops right up to NATO's doorstep. All right, there's what I got. If something else happens, we'll let you know. But folks, I'd be watching this weekend because if the Biden administration's intel and their presentation of it is correct, it may actually be happening this weekend. Shelling has already begun, so not in a full-on prep the battlefield kind of way, but there's been some targeted shelling that was not expected. Okay, back to the triple dipper, blow-by-blow in the culture war. I'm laying it on thick for you. I wanted you guys to hear that, in my opinion, conservatives are not taking it lying down. What's interesting to me, too, is when you wind up with those unexpected allies, like when, for instance... when you have a liberal that takes the conservative position. I mean, so here's a story off of Fox. Just if you saw the Super Bowl just a few days ago, the halftime show, you know, it had Eminem, Dr. Dre, Mary J. Blige, Snoop Dogg, Kendrick Lamar. It was a bunch of aging rappers, basically, that did their show. I mean, that's what the – and by the way, when I say aging, keep in mind that almost every time you do a halftime show, for some reason it seems to be stars that are just past their peak. But okay, it gives them an opportunity to have one more moment in the spotlight. And some of them have been kind of cool. I've enjoyed some of the shows. This one is not necessarily my style. I don't listen to rap, but nonetheless, they put a lot into the production. And then old Eminem. Eminem, who hasn't really done anything in like 15 years, Eminem's turn on stage came. He performed a couple of his hits and took a knee. Pray tell, Eminem, why did you take a knee? Oh, I guess he was trying to summon up the Colin Kaepernick protest, which has, by the way, waned because at the beginning, by the way, the beginning of the entire Super Bowl, the presentation of the national anthem, which, by the way, was done by someone who is defying all of the narratives. She's an incredibly gifted black female country artist who performed the national anthem, and every single player remained on their feet. No one took a knee, except for Eminem during the halftime. Well, you know, Bill Maher, who is not known for being a conservative, in fact, he's not. He's an avowed liberal. However, he has been torching liberals lately. Like they don't know what to do with him. Bill, aren't you our guy? Yeah, but you're an idiot. I mean, he's quick to call him out. So, I mean, just recently, just a few days ago, another one, HBO host Bill Maher tore into Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Was it last Friday? I think it was last Friday. Over remarks that Trudeau has made about the trucker protests. He literally said, "You sound like Hitler." This is Bill Maher talking. So, folks, I'm just telling you, the blows being traded in the culture war are reaching epic levels. And it's not just conservatives at liberals. There have been times when liberals are getting tired of liberals and they're calling each other out. A couple more things that I want to run by. I had to weed through my stories and go, okay, I got to slim this down because my stack got so thick. But I want you to know this, that the calls for defund the police, they've never quite stopped. And truthfully, here's the deal. When they went through the defund police rash last year, really, and the year before, you don't wind up having all of the incidents you're going to expect right then, because the defunding creates the staffing issues, which create the changes in policing, which creates the problems in terms of having an available force over time. Well, we're seeing it now. And this is more than a body blow. This is huge. Monday, Valentine's Day, it was a sad situation when you had 13 police officers shot in a 24-hour period. 13 police officers wounded in one 24-hour period across four states. Nine of them in one incident in Phoenix. Two in Maryland, one in Pennsylvania. It's a 59% increase in shootings against officers since the whole defund the police situation began. Excuse me, I am not crying. I swallowed wrong. But nonetheless, the reality is this. That push against the policing in our nation, when the men and women in blue put on those uniforms every day and go into hard places to do hard things, it's resulting in their harm. Here's another one that I thought was interesting enough to bring it to you as I close out this segment of the Triple Dipper. FoxNews.com reporting just a few days ago that an after-school Satan club is taking aim at its archenemy, the Christian clubs, in Moline, Illinois. No, it's not San Francisco. It's not New York City. It's in Moline, Illinois. Says the Satanic Temple there recently opened an after-school Satan club in a Moline, Illinois elementary school as part of its nationwide campaign to push back against the Christian Good News clubs that are offered to school children after regular hour classes. Parents protested outside the Jane Addams Elementary School in Moline when the first after-school Satan club met there last month. It's why some say, this is the article on Fox News, it's why some say that spiritual warfare is now taking place in America's public schools. The guy who is the Satanic Temple spokesman, his name is Lucian Greaves. Sure it is. That sounds like something off of a Dark Shadows TV show. Lucian Greaves says, "We're not including items of religious opinion. We're not teaching children about Satanism. They're just going to know that this is taught by Satanists. They claim to not have any religious symbology. Never mind the fact, though, that even though they say that their satanic temple is represented by a statue depicting its leader as a tall human with goat's head and horns and two children looking up at him adoringly. Meanwhile, the Christian clubs, they're not taking it lying down. They're continuing to meet and recruit kids to come to their after-school clubs in complete defiance of this Satan club attempting to push back. I'm going to tell you right now, do they have a First Amendment right? Certainly they do. Do I want a meeting with my kids? Nope, I don't. Folks, that's enough of that. I got plenty more. I could go on for another hour with the stuff happening in the culture war. Here's my point to you. Keep this in mind. Take heart. There are more of us than there are of them. There are more of us than there are of them. Conservatives far and away outnumber liberal progressives at every step. Liberal progressives happen to wind up being the loudest and the noisiest and oftentimes the most willing to try and take action against conservatives, like the doxing that I told you about with the sweet lady who owns the gelato shop. But nonetheless, conservatives are not taking it lying down anymore. I just gave you an entire 45 minutes of blow by blow. It's as if a boxing match is going on, conservatives and liberals in the ring, and we are trading blows. And folks, that's the way it's going to have to be. Do not take it lying down. There are more of us than there are of them. And if you have that water cooler conversation with somebody or somebody else challenges your opinion on them, you need to know where you stand and why you stand and how to stand, because we cannot take it lying down. There you go. That's enough of that one on the Triple Dipper. Copper, you move us to the break. When we come back from that, I'm going to the next thing on the Triple Dipper. Liberals race to racism. Oh, yeah. And if we have any breaking news about Ukraine, I'll jump on that too. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right here on the News Talk powerhouse in North Alabama. That's right, WVNN. And according to the stats, we see this is the biggest afternoon talk show across the northern part of our state in the afternoons. And that's because of y'all. That's because we got an audience of Right Side ruffians who tune in and have made this show what it is. And we cannot tell you again how much we appreciate each and every one of you. Hey, I got to also remind you, too, there's a dinner coming up. API, the Alabama Policy Institute, where I am also still affiliated, is hosting an event on March the 10th at Burritt on the Mountain on Montesano Mountain in Huntsville. It's going to be a great night to celebrate conservatism, get together with like-minded individuals, and have a great evening where we just we enjoy the company of other conservatives and talk about the things around our state and nation. And I am the keynote speaker, and this is an opportunity for me to meet a bunch of you. I hope you'll consider coming. I did work out a deal for you, all right? So if you go to my website, rightsideradio.org, there's a button on there right at the top of the page that says the Huntsville 2022 API event. Click on that. You can buy tickets for the event. Limited seating, by the way. But if you type in the promo code RIGHTSIDE, then you will get half-price tickets. Ah, yep. You might want to check it out. Love to have you guys there. It's going to be a great night, and I'm looking forward to getting a chance to meet some of these right-side ruffians that I hear their voices and see their emails, but I've not had a chance to meet you in person. So what a great opportunity. Burritt on the Mountain, March 10th, half-price tickets, promo code RIGHTSIDE at rightsideradio.org. I got a caller who held on during the break. Looks like it's a topic that I have not been discussing, but I'll see what he's got to say. Richard from Madison. Hey, Richard, Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing today, man?
Good afternoon, Phil. I really enjoy your show, and I appreciate you and your family's military service.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Constitutional Convention.
Okay.
With your experience and contacts in the state legislature, is that a topic that you hear discussed?
I do hear it discussed, and we covered down on that a number of times. For those who are not familiar, the amendments to the Constitution that are enshrined in the Bill of Rights, like, you know, just for example, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, all the way on down, those come through the legislative process. But Article 5 of the Constitution does allow for the states to, if a certain number of states, I think it's a two-thirds, if they will agree to an Article 5 convention, that they can ratify an amendment to the Constitution outside of the legislature. So to answer your question, Richard, yes, we talked about that quite a bit. Some want to do that on a limited scope for the issue of balanced budgets. Some want to do it for term limits. Here's the only problem. the thing that really concerned a lot of us conservatives was when you open up that box, basically, that Pandora's box, and have an Article 5 convention, there are liberals right now waiting in the wings for that to happen because they want desperately to get in there and force the issue and claim that the convention gave them the right then to also change the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, and deal with those things that they try to fight against and lose every time. So the question is, can we do an Article 5 convention that is so limited in scope that no one can gerrymander its purpose once we get it started? That's the big concern. That answer your question, man? Did we lose him already? Copper, is he still there? Copper, grab the mic.
No, he's not still there.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. I hope I answered his question. Article 5 convention, not a topic that I was prepared to talk on today, but I hope I gave an off-the-cuff review of it. But it is... it's something that's talked about a lot, and I got mixed feelings on it because, like I said, whereas I would love to see a balanced budget amendment to the U.S. Constitution, God, I mean, Alabama as a state has a balanced budget amendment attached to its state budgeting, and it saves us from massive overreach that or overspending that some states don't have, like Illinois, that they're so far behind. They're California. Oh, it's unreal. But the question then becomes, have we opened up the door to let other people in because we didn't narrowly enough define the issues that would be addressed in the Article 5 convention? And I'm going to tell you right now, there's liberals that want nothing more than to abridge your freedoms of speech, your right to bear arms, and everything else for that matter. So keep your eyes on the prize. Article 5 convention, I don't know, we'll see. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Heading to a break, coming back, racism. Liberals always race to racism. I got some stuff you're going to want to hear about this. And if you want to call in, 866-494-9866. Love to have your call. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Hey, by the way, Just Love Coffee Cafe, whew, it's 4:36 p.m. right now on a Friday afternoon. Some of y'all have your car keys in your hand for that go-home time as the afternoon drive is really kicking in, and you're thinking, Friday night, man, what can I grab to eat? I don't feel like going home and cooking. It's Friday night. Wait a minute. Phil Williams on Right Side Radio. That dude keeps talking about some place called Just Love Coffee Cafe. Yes, I do. Two locations, one on Hughes Road in Madison, the other on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Now, yes, they are Just Love Coffee Cafe. All right. So they got amazing coffees. They got all the best dry roast. You know, they can grind the beans up for you, make you a cup of steaming hot black coffee, all kinds of flavors, medium roast, light roast, dark roast. But they can do the cappuccinos, the espressos, the lattes in fine fashion, too, let me tell you. But they've also got a menu that'll blow your socks off. So if you're into things like, you know, wraps and salads, how about breakfast for dinner? Like they've got, you know, the womelet, which is one of my favorites. It's a thick, fluffy womelet filled with everything, including tater tots. Thank you very much. Cooked in a waffle iron. They've got waffles. You might even want to consider a Saturday morning breakfast. Listen, what I'm trying to tell you is this. You got to check them out for more than just coffee. They're an organization that gives back to the community. They've got a great atmosphere. They got Wi-Fi. You can sit there and visit with your friends. But the eating and the drinking of caffeinated beverages is a wonderful opportunity at Just Love Coffee Cafe. Two locations, Hughes Road in Madison, South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Check them out. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, I'm moving into the last part of the triple dipper here. Liberals race to racism. Copper, are you still good on clip three? Good to hook on that. Just highlight it. Make sure I know that you are good to go on that. All right, so yeah, thank you. Here's the thing. It seems like every time we turn around, you are being painted with a broad brush of racism, right? And I got news. Racism does exist, but racism is not systemic in the United States. Bad things happen, and we cannot stop that. Bad people exist, but they are not all people. They're not even the majority. In fact, You know, when you hear things about, oh, they're waving the Confederate flag and marching with sheets on. No, that's such a minority. They don't even hardly exist. I don't even know anybody in that category. And I dare say that most of this audience doesn't know anybody in that category. And yet we're being told that Black Lives Matter is still out there asserting that this is a systemically racist nation and that critical race theory is being used in schools to teach kids that people who are born with white skin are privileged and they are oppressors, whereas people who are born with dark skin are immediately victims upon the day they were born and they have less of an opportunity for achievement. That is not the United States of America. Earlier in the show, I played a clip for you by a guy who's a father, and he openly says in the clip, he's speaking to a school board in North Carolina. He says, I am a mixed race individual. And he said, and he called his kids my little pecan colored kids. And he went on to say, don't try and tell them that they can't achieve. Well, he went further in his comments with regards to why he feels the way he feels that. And he's actually running for office now in North Carolina for their state legislature. But he expounded on his comments about the fact that race is not the issue. And we can still live the dream in the United States, despite the fact that liberals want to run to race. They race to racism at every turn. Copper, clip three, let's just quit talking. Let's go ahead and play it.
The race obsession in schools today is really off the charts. Yes. As a man of color and with children of color, one would think that, well, you would be fine with that. I mean, liberals would look at you and they just make it just a conclusion right off the bat. Oh, he's with us. What do you say to them?
Well, what I say is I'm a business owner. I'm a financial advisor. I have these beautiful kids. And in America, we have every opportunity. I've actually traveled, Laura, to 26 different countries. And so when I say America's the greatest place on earth, and there's no other country in the world where minorities have it better, where minorities have it equal, because there's nothing that I'm not allowed to do. And I pass it on to my children. You know, my parents, they're 25 and 30 year veterans of the military. And all they shared with me is that I can do whatever I want. And it's true for every child in America. Obviously, we have people who have financial problems and all of that. But this is America. We can get the dream.
And he's right. This is America. Go ahead and stop it there. This is America, and we can still get the dream. What a great interview. By the way, if you want to check that out, Laura Ingram, his name is Brian Echeverria, and it's in North Carolina, in case you want to check that clip out on your own, because when he spoke to the school board, it fired me up. And when he spoke just then about his own views and why he feels the way he did, I so identified with it, because I was raised the same way, by the way. I was raised by Southern white parents of military background who taught me that I could be anything, and oh, by the way, that I could also not limit others from being anything. I can remember as a kid having conversations with both my mom and my dad about race and how race was not a barrier, and it would not be a barrier in our family. I distinctly remember having those conversations about despite the fact that I come from Alabama, that our family would not stand for that. Now listen, it's by the way, it's wearing thin. Even right now, I've got a report here dated yesterday on Fox Business, that Amazon has suspended Black Lives Matter from its charity programs as controversy is swirling about the group's finances. You may or may not have heard this, by the way. Black Lives Matter just like shot to prominence. I mean, just wham! In the wake of the George Floyd incident in Detroit, it just Black Lives Matter came out of nowhere and went shaboom, and all of a sudden corporations were dumping money on top of Black Lives Matter. It would appear now that they did not have any organizational structure or experience, or for that matter, perhaps even any ethics to govern that. Right now, $60 million cannot be accounted for. That was all given to Black Lives Matter. Well, Amazon has decided to go ahead and pull them off their list. What Amazon does, apparently Amazon Smile is a foundation that like a half of 1% of all purchases are given to designated nonprofits. Well, that's a lot of money when you consider how much flows through Amazon. Well, noticeably absent now is the BLM movement from the Amazon nonprofit list. So that's what I'm saying is the messaging is wearing thin and people are starting to see past the veneer. Nevertheless, Black Lives Matter is still out there espousing its stuff. Here's a story that I mentioned briefly that's only 2 days old, but I'll bring it up again. In Kentucky, in Louisville, an individual by the name of, where is he at? His last name is Brown, I believe, and I can't find his first name. I'm looking at my storyline here from National Review. Anyway, the Louisville, Kentucky chapter of Black Lives Matter raised and paid $100,000 bail for the release of an activist who was charged with attempted murder of a mayoral candidate. So we had a guy running for mayor, literally, Quintez Brown, that's his name, Quintez Brown. So Craig Greenberg is a Democrat, actually, running for mayor, and this Quintez Brown walked into his campaign headquarters with a handgun and began firing. He was arrested for attempted murder. Nobody was hurt, praise God. Actually, Greenberg, the mayoral candidate, had a bullet go through his sweater, but it did not hit him. How about that? Mr. Brown is now bailed out because Black Lives Matter saw that he was black and that was all they needed to know. And so they raised and spent $100,000 bailing him out of jail the next day. All right. How about other stuff we've got? How about this? Washington Post. Yes, that conservative bastion of deep thought, the Washington Post. No, not really. Washington Post. Hotair.com. Dated yesterday. Oh, I mean, the article I'm looking at on Hot Air says, why don't they just go ahead and just literally say Clarence Thomas is an Uncle Tom? Because what they did was they basically said that for reasons totally unknown. Like the author of this hotair.com article even asked, how did this get past the editors at the Washington Post? When an op-ed came out and said that literally Clarence Thomas's rulings too often resemble the thinking of white conservatives. What? Now, they make the point, which the first thing that comes to my mind is, he's Clarence Thomas. He is conservative. The color of his skin makes no difference to his policies, his positions, his values, his the tenets to which he applies when he makes his rulings. Why didn't they just call him a conservative? Clarence Thomas's rulings often resemble the thinking of conservatives, would have been appropriate. But instead, they tried to distinguish the black Supreme Court justice by saying he too often rules like white conservatives. What does that even mean? What do they not even know, by the way, that there are many, many black conservatives in this country? Prominent citizens and those you haven't heard of. There is an entire army out there of conservatives of color. I know quite a few. And then there's some you can just imagine looking around, Clarence Thomas being one, you know, Secretary of State Rice was one. I mean, the bottom line is this. That is a clear example that the racism being perpetrated in this nation is very often exacerbated by liberals taking the position of racing to race. Well, all right. Well, I had more in that stack, but you know what? We're about done. When we come back, I'm going to finish up with this. Copper, you go ahead and move us to a break. When we come back, all I want to point out for you is the fact that in the race to racism, they're wrong. And that freedom, National Review article that I'll show you in a minute, is still the Republican rallying cry. Oh, it is great. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, Friday afternoon, 4:47. We will be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, heading into the final moments here of the show. Let me just do this real quickly, because you got to know. I mean, the weather has been a freak show this week, right? We had tornadoes yesterday because there was so much warm air mixing with cold air, and the front coming through had so much moisture in it. Boom, tornadoes, straight line winds. Temperatures over the last couple of days were so high that I had the doors open here in the studio with the breeze blowing in. And then today, it's a high of 47. You don't even know what to wear in the morning. Well, that plays havoc with your heat and air system, because you might be like Charlene and I, where one day you got the air on, then you turn on the heat before you go to bed. Well, listen, if you're having any trouble with your heating and air system, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. That's Vandy with a V. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning serves Huntsville, Madison, all the surrounding areas. I like to say they're like your one-stop shop for all of your HVAC repairs, installations, all of it, gas or electric. Yeah, gas or electric. And here's the kicker for me. They're open 6 days a week. So if you got home tonight and you had issues with your system, call them. They can probably come out tomorrow and take a look at it. So Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, gas or electric, Monday through Saturday. And by the way, the guys at Vandy's, they're not going to upsell you and try to tell you all the things you don't need. All right. Their goal is to give you quality service with a free estimate before anything's even done. And they're a veteran-owned small business right here in the area. James Vandergriff, the guy that owns Vandy's, is a veteran of the war in Afghanistan, and I certainly appreciate that, and I'm sure a bunch of you do too. So listen, if you need heat and air work, I just encourage you, call one of our team members from Right Side. Call Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning at 256-225-7311. That's Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, 256-225-7311, and tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. Well, listen, folks, it's been a great week. It's been a full week. We've had breaking news. We've had live remotes down in Montgomery. We fought the issues on school choice. We've had all kinds of interviews with different elected officials and folks that care. We've had a bunch of you call in and talk. And I've been talking a lot on this show today about things that you should keep your eyes on, all right? Like the war in biblical lands. What's going to happen if Iran goes nuclear and Israel says they will not let that happen? So you can imagine. What's going to happen continually in the blow-by-blow that I gave you in the culture war, because it's still ongoing. It's not like we're in the 15th round yet. You know, we're not. It's still going, and it will continue to go. We cannot take it lying down. There are more of us than there are of them. And why is it, in the short segment that I did towards the end, why is it the liberals always want to paint us with a racist brush? Well, it's getting old. It's wearing thin. This is not a racist nation. This is a nation where everyone can succeed. Well, I picked up an article here, and I'll close the show with this. NationalReview.com, dated today. The title of it is, Freedom is Still the Republican Rallying Cry. I love the title. It caught my attention. I felt like I had to grab hold of this and see what it was saying. And it points out that in 2010, you know, that it was the beginnings of the Tea Party. I was a Tea Party endorsed candidate when I ran in 2010. Tea Party was kind of like the article even refers to it as a leaderless grassroots revolt. It emerged, you know, basically when Obama was president and people were tired of his liberal policies. Well, it's almost like deja vu all over again, right? Except that I would say that liberals have done even more and are trying to do more than we ever saw under the Obama administration. It almost felt like Obama was a respectful liberal, if that makes any sense. And I don't know that it does if I really examined it. But the Biden administration and what is happening in the legislative processes and what's happening with, you know, riots in the streets and pushback on doxing and everything else, it just seems like we have reached a heightened level in which liberals are doing everything they can to destroy who we are as a people. Well, right now, this particular article, Freedom is Still the Republican Rallying Cry, points out that there's been an embrace of the Canadian truckers' protest by the American right. He says it's a sign the Tea Party spirit has never really truly gone out, that freedom still remains the most natural and powerful Republican rallying cry. The Canadian protest, he says in this particular article on National Review, is a unifying moment for the American right. The Canadian protest, can you imagine? There's a phrase for you. The Canadian protest is a unifying moment for the American right. He says, to simplify it, populists are drawn to the truckers as representatives of the working class, of a rejection of government by experts, and of a willingness to shock and defy the progressive governing class, like those embodied by Justin Trudeau and Joe Biden, Ilhan Omar and Nancy Pelosi and others. Folks, I'm going to tell you, I believe that. I believe that good people everywhere, conservatives, not just Republicans, but true conservatives, believe that we should always err on the side of freedom. That when government makes decisions, it should look at it cautiously in terms of freedom being the first consideration. Before you slap a mandate down, before you change a law, before you expand on government overreach, before you take issue with the military and begin to make them into a woke culture, maybe you should first consider freedom and how that all plays in. Because, like it says in this particular article, and like I say every day on this show, freedom is still the rallying cry. Listen, you guys, you have a great week. And remember, there are more of us than there are of them. Bunch of right-side ruffians. We love you. We'll see you back here again on Monday at 2 o'clock. Right now, you got the great one, Mark Levin, coming up next. Copper and Phil back on Monday. Have a great weekend.